Returning next to that warning about the damage being inflicted on the country's environment. In a lengthy report, the Environmental Protection Agency says that the natural world is under threat and that problems are being compounded by the failure to enforce regulations. It also points out that 90% of the country's energy needs are being provided by fossil fuels, despite the commitment to reducing carbon emissions. With us is Laura Burke, who's the Director General of the EPA. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's lots to talk about here, but the overall picture you paint is quite different from the clean green image the country likes to present. Would you accept that?
Well, absolutely. And this is really what we're seeing. The report, we publish this report once every 4 years, and really is it's a comprehensive assessment of the environment, looking at all environmental media. And overall, what we're seeing is the quality of the environment isn't what it should be. And we're also seeing the outlook isn't optimistic. So we're not seeing the activities and the actions needed to improve the environment. And I suppose we always pride ourselves and we sell ourselves as a country as being clean and green, and we portray this image. And unfortunately, what we're seeing is the evidence and the data don't stack up. So we really do need to take actions if we are to live in the country, that a country that we're proud of, and to live in a country with a good environment that I think we all want.
And I think it's fair to say that this year, most of us have become more aware than ever of the importance of nature and of the importance of the countryside that surrounds us. Can we look at some of the specifics? You say that 85% of EU-listed habitats are in an unfavourable condition. What does that mean?
Well, really what it means is that we have committed to protect particular areas of Ireland, and we're not doing that. You know, those areas aren't protected. And as you say, I think more and more this year, and people say now more than ever, people are very conscious of their local environment. We're a lot more connected with our local environment. And what we see is that if we're going for our walk or a jog or a swim in the sea, we expect, and rightfully expect, that the quality of our environment is good. And unfortunately, that's not the case. And that's everything from litter that we see that is, you know, people throwing litter out of car windows, right up to raw sewage being discharged into the environment. So what we are seeing is our nature, our environment, is under growing threat. And we would see this report is really a warning to all of us that we need to protect it.
You highlight the decline in the number of pristine rivers. Why are they less clean?
I suppose it's an impact of a variety of things. We're seeing that in the, 30 years ago, there was around 500 pristine quality rivers. Now there's around 20. So it really has reduced so significantly. And the issue there is economic activity, it's agricultural activity, and it's pressures from, people and all everything we're doing. So it is everything from agriculture will be one of the biggest impacts, but also things like wastewater discharges, etc., all have an impact. Now, on the positive side, what we've seen is the very polluted rivers have much, much declined. So you're not seeing the heavily polluted, but we're not protecting the best of the best.
So what's the big problem then? I mean, there are a lot of regulations there. We report on them quite regularly. Is it that they're not being enforced?
I think that's definitely part of it. And we're seeing that there is an issue with compliance. And that's overall in Ireland. What we would see is that we sign up to directives. We sign up to nature directives, climate directives, water directives. But then when it comes to implementation, the aspiration doesn't necessarily meet the reality. And that's why we're really seeing it's not that there's new things that need to be done, but we need to speed up, we need to scale up, and we actually need to deliver. When we write a plan, that we implement that plan and we deliver on it.
Can we talk about greenhouse gas emissions? They did go down last year, so there is progress being made, is there not?
Absolutely, and that was a really good news story and a really important first step. I suppose the warning I would say, and I'd have to say, it's 1 year. It was a significant decrease, 4.5%. You need to look at the areas of where there was a decrease and why there was a decrease. Energy is definitely a success story, and what we saw in 2019 was Moneypoint, the coal-fired gas-fired power station was closed for most of the year. That meant a drop of 1 million tonnes of greenhouse gas emissions, so a really significant drop. So that was very much part of it. We also had a warmer winter, so we weren't heating our homes, so there's less emissions from our residential sector. And our agricultural emissions were marginally reduced. That was positive, but it did come off a high in 2018, so we need to now see, are those trends going to continue? So, yes, really important first step, and I think we should be really positive about it, but there's a long way to go yet.
Mentioning money point, though, kind of illustrates, doesn't it, that this can be a complex issue. Like, the fact that money point isn't going to be there forever, you also have to take into account the fact that it employs a lot of people. So alternative jobs need to be found.
And I think this is one of the things that's absolutely key in the debate on climate change, but also the broader changing the way that our society works, the systemic change we're talking about, because we're now talking about a just transition. What are the new jobs into the future? Really interesting to hear Bord na Mona yesterday talking about 350 jobs in rehabilitation of peat. So it's a, you know, great jobs and protecting the environment. And there are other opportunities, whether that's in retrofitting homes to make them more energy efficient, make them more comfortable to live in. And it's really looking to the jobs of the future. And particularly as we come out of the pandemic, when we're looking at investment, you know, significant investment at both the EU level and at a national level, looking at making sure that that investment is in those types of green jobs.
Laura Burke, Director General of the Environmental Protection Agency, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland.